and he's gonna eat our food that we work for. Mm-hmm. Not he ain't work a damn thing. Mm. He just dropping off two niggas. They ain't even tell Santa how many. What's the limit on gift giving?
And now back to your regularly scheduled program. You are now tuning in to the Awkward
Thinking Podcast. I need to know what. How did, like, the superhero world or comic books and stuff, what made niggas start being like, yeah, we're going to dress him up like this? What, like, where did that come from that made niggas be like, yeah, put him in a bat costume. Let's go scare motherfuckers. Sex. I mean, it would scare me, but...
Sex parties? Because all you got to think of all superhero costumes look like some BDSM type of...
They do. It be motherfuckers with their tights and shit. Especially, mm-hmm. you know, the female superheroes definitely look like they be on some shit. Wonder Woman definitely look like a... dominant little, you know, she got the whip and shit. She choked me.
Yeah, and, that's know, what I'm saying. And on top of that, Batman looks like one of them niggas that wear them little gag balls and the mask and shit like that.
Damn.
Yeah, Superman is just one of them niggas that like them all the kinks. He like all the kinks.
He like all of them.
He like all of them. And his only kryptonite is getting pegged. Because what is the fucking kryptonite? Crystals, right? He don't like getting pegged.
What if he just don't like fucking crystal meth?
No, he gotta not like, yeah. No, no. What if he don't like, damn, this is good. That was good. I can't top that one.
I feel like, though, honestly, billionaires are wasting their money. I feel like if I was a billionaire, I would just do like, nigga, I can make my own reality at that point. I will just become Superman. Somebody need to build the Iron Man suit.
That's Kick-Ass. That's all it is
Kick-Ass. No, Kick-Ass was different. Kick-Ass is not a superhero. Kick-Ass is just a regular hero. Kick-Ass is Batman.
Is that not superheroes in general? Is
regular niggas that... I don't consider Batman to be a superhero. My nigga, you gotta have powers to be a superhero.
Honestly, I feel like being a superhero is a mental illness.
I think, when I was a kid, I used to think being a superhero would be great. I used to want that for myself, but then I realized a lot of people gotta die. A lot of shit gotta happen to you. You gotta go through a lot of trauma. A lot of heartache and stuff. And I mean, I've been through that. So hopefully the powers are coming next. But at the same time, you never know.
It's just, I don't want my powers in a weird way. I don't want to be on the toilet and then get my powers.
Why?
I don't give a fuck. Because if I'm shitting and then like something bite me on my butthole, now my powers only come from my butthole. Like we need to know what specific part. Like when Batman got bit, he got bit on his hand. That's how he get the webs and shit.
Batman did not.
I mean, not Batman. Spider-Man. Spider-Man. He got bit on his fucking little shit. And then that's when he starts spraying out the webs and shit, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I was watching Gen V. And if you don't know, it's a spinoff of The Boys, one of the like the best superhero shows ever. And Shorty got her powers like blood manipulation or whatever. And she didn't realize it until she got her period. She had got her period and killed like her parents and shit because she did not know how to use her power. Shit was just like, imagine getting killed with period blood.
Honestly, that's real. I feel like more superhero movies need to do more hormonal, like mental health. Like, I want a superhero that does have schizophrenia. Like, I want to know how you, like, the complexity of that, you know? Would that not be crazy as fuck?
That's what you call it, son.
Who?
Professor Xavier's.
Oh, he does. He has
what's his name? Legion.
Oh, he has schizophrenia.
Yeah, and multiple personality disorder.
Oh, damn. Yeah. That would suck.
It's a lot. And imagine that's the thing with thinking about like superheroes within our society and shit too. Just imagine your bully getting fucking superpowers, and you like this nigga did not deserve that shit. This nigga's a fucking terrorist or whatever.
Yeah.
And then niggas is out here with the wrong people with the shit.
That's like white privilege. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In a sense, white they got superpowers, and it's unfair that the way they use them sometimes. But welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stage.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips. Regular guys with awkward lives. Awkward thinkers. This is not our shit.
All this time.
I did.
You ain't fucking around.
All right. My fault, y'all. My fault. And this is a long ass thing. Can I just hit this? Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. All right. There we go. Awkward thinkers. There we go.
You fucking up.
There we go. Yep. There we go. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Vince, what else should they do?
Make sure you get into that comment section. You tell niggas what you like about the show. Give us some feedback. We need that feedback. We need that interaction within that comment section. Get in there and talk shit to the other niggas in the comment section too. Yes. Hold your ground. Stand on your 10, bro.
Yeah.
Make sure you like, you comment, you subscribe. Make sure you follow us on all platforms. We are on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Catch us on TikTok. Catch us on Instagram. Follow us. Do whatever. Screenshot the page and send it to whoever you want to.
Yeah, that's real. All that in a motherfucking bag of chips. Number one, it's the holiday season. And two things for certain.
Humbug.
You know, yeah, I feel like you know, mm-hmm. I haven't said a bunch of stuff, but a lot of ad-libs. But I will say this before we dive deep into this shit mm-hmm. of a show that we call Awkward Thinking. I went viral recently, you know, mm-hmm. and saying some things of comparison of my doing my analogy shit, mm-hmm. you know, and people was always like, take mics away, take the podcast away, you know, shit like that. Why do we always say take the podcast mics away when it's fucking people on MSNBC, whatever the fuck that shit is, and CNN, mm-hmm. and all these Fox and all that shit spewing lies every fucking day? They don't say take the reporters away when they're saying some bullshit, but when I get on this motherfucker, it's a problem. Is it because I'm black?
I think it's because you're black. It's also probably because you're a nigger.
That is true.
Yeah, they don't like that.
They don't like nigger.
You're a black man as well. They do not like to see us with mics in front of us. They don't like the message to get out there. They're trying to hold us back. You got to watch out for that.
Literally. Everything, every moment you do, listen, Mark Zuckerberg, you the last hope. You know what I'm saying? They about to take TikTok away. You the last hope. When it comes to this Instagram shit, I don't know if you own Instagram.
He does.
You know what I mean? So you the only one. I know you. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all you the only one for, necessarily.
Mm-hmm. But
go ahead.
I was just going to say, I do think they like to do the take the mic thing away. I feel like it's like taking away our power and shit. It's like everybody else get to say they funny shit in front of a mic or say some stupid shit. Everybody else get to get a laugh up out of it, but when I say it, I'm a dumb nigga.
Yeah, and then it's like, I don't know. It's just like, do we not know comedy? Do we not?
It's that fake butt hurt. It's like, oh, you said this. I'm going to make this about this very specific moment and this very specific situation that made me feel very vulnerable. Instead of just realizing like, oh, this nigga is joking about whatever he's experiencing right now.
Yeah, and that's it. It's simple. But well, back to the joyous time that we call the holiday motherfucking season. What are you bringing to the table on this joyous time that we've, you know, had?
I mean, it's holiday season.
It is holiday season. But go ahead. Tell the people what you've been feeling like.
I would just say I feel like this holiday season has taught me to say fuck technology, fuck the advancement of technology for the most part. I'm looking around and I'm just like, this is not helping us. Like, we're not becoming smarter. We're not becoming better because of it. If anything, we are becoming dumber. We are becoming more lazy. And I'm looking around. I'm like, damn, I'm in a store. It's self-checkout everywhere. Yeah. But you only got a handful of workers.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just feel like niggas got to pay attention to that. Pay attention to
I feel like, but self-checkout, like, as a business owner, mm-hmm. that makes so much sense. I don't want to keep putting people, like, hiring people mm-hmm. when people can shop around in my store and do that last thing, like, the cashier shit by themselves. You know what I mean? Like, that cuts costs. I understand it in the cutting costs mm-hmm. part of, like, not paying hella workers or accidents happen, people get mad, you're holding up the line and holding up production. People... Look, I might put my cart back. This line taking too long. You know what I mean? You can put your cart back on self-checkout.
Yeah.
But also, a little tidbit on self-checkout. If you got a million fucking things in fucking self-checkout, and I have two things, you might as well let me go through.
Be courteous. Yeah. For sure.
That's like the old lady getting on the fucking bus, mm-hmm. and she got a walker, and you sitting down, the bus full as fuck, and somebody give up your seat. Like, that. You be courteous to that. But you know, motherfuckers, people for self out here. People, you know?
But not for self-checkout.
But I agree with you a little bit on this technology shit. Mm-hmm. I went to somebody messed up. I was in Columbus yesterday, and somebody messed up my order. I went back and I went to go talk to somebody. Nigga, it was a fucking robot, like them little, I don't know, whatever they're mm-hmm. ordering or whatever the fuck it is. But it's like robots moving back and forth through the shit, and I'm like, who the fuck do I talk to, mm-hmm. you know, about this?
And you gotta think, like, I get it, cut. It does cut back like the cost for certain things, but at the same time. who's really getting cut out of the cost? It's us as the workers. It's us who got to pay bills, rent, electric, and all that shit. So that's something you got to factor in too when we looking at these niggas replacing us with robots. That's literally what they are doing. Every time you see a self-checkout, that's one less worker. Yeah. That's one less paycheck going to a human. And eventually it will get to a point where they're not going to need us for certain shit. And so I don't know. I worry about what's going to be available for us to do. Because I do think AI might take over like therapy and shit.
Uh-huh.
I go to ChatGPT and be like, hey, I'm going through some shit, bro.
I don't do that just yet. You know what I mean? Like, I've known a couple people that, like, my homies just did that, like, how to give advice to a friend or whatever mm-hmm. this fuck is. And it's just like, I'm avoiding that. Even like when I was like having like writer's block on what we were talking about on mm-hmm. like topics and shit like that, I'm not trying to lean towards that. I'm still trying to have like a human experience of thinking, having like just little regular shit throughout my day to days and not rely on that part of technology to tell me how I'm feeling about myself mm-hmm. or how I should operate and work as a human, mm-hmm. you know?
I think it's good for certain things. Like when you are like, let's say if you're in the creative space and you are like, hey, I'm thinking of trying to do X, Y, and Z, but I don't know how to format it. Mm-hmm. And so you could ask the thing and it'll tell you, oh, how about you try this and that?
Yeah.
And that might lead you to somewhere else. But that's only, you got to have a starting point for yourself, I would say. That's the thing with technology. You have a starting point for yourself. That way, like, you can work hand in hand with it and it's not working you, basically. I also think about, like, you know how, like, on the phone you text and shit?
No, I don't text. I send birds. I send birds with a little note, and I tie it on this fucking little
thing. Shut the fuck up. You don't even know how to write.
Yes, I do. I write in hieroglyphics so people won't understand it, but the person I send it to is
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll go out.
I believe you. But, like, text and shit, like, when you text it, it does automatic text. And so that leads motherfuckers, if you've never read before, that shit comes up automatically. You get used to that. Kids get used to reading that shit automatically, and that's why you don't know how to read when you go to school and you see a book, because that shit ain't automatically popping up and you ain't just saying, Google, can you tell me this and that?
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like I gotta do that to say more, but like, mm-hmm. like a lot of words I really rely, like I'll butcher the fuck out of a word. You would have thought I never went mm-hmm. to fucking school. Like, it could be the simplest word. I'm like, damn, how the fuck this spell?
But it's because you're not used to writing it down, or you're not used to spelling it out yourself.
Once I'm out of school, I was out of school. I wasn't going back. I told them niggas that.
Bitch,
man.
Was it prison?
I was trying to change my life, man. I told them niggas, I gave y'all 5 years of my life. I'm not doing that shit again.
You was only in school for 5 years?
I was in school for 5 years. Mm. It should have been longer, but I got out for good behavior.
Shut up, that's man. That's it, man.
Did my bids. Stressed me the fuck out.
What you bringing to the table?
I'm bringing to the table, ladies and motherfucking gentlemen, raise up in this motherfucker. I'm bringing to the motherfucking table today. Telling your kids that Santa isn't real. And my logic behind that is like, we always tell our kids that it's stranger danger. Don't talk to people you don't fucking mm-hmm. know. You know what I mean? But then December comes around, we lose all types of fucking knowledge of that. Mm-hmm. We say this big ass white man is going to come through our fucking home, right? Mm-hmm. He's going to come through our home and he's going to drop off gifts.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm.
eat your milk and cookies. Mm-hmm. Take that however you want to take it.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, when I was young and I was coming up, my mom said, I don't give a fuck if it was your aunt. You better not speak to that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck if they was giving you a piece of candy or an Xbox 360. You better not speak to that motherfucker. So why now I'm telling you in the month of December that this house invader
mm-hmm.
is coming in and he's going to eat our food that we worked for.
Mm-hmm.
Not he ain't work a damn thing.
Mm.
He just dropping off two presents. Niggas didn't even tell Santa what's the limit on gift giving? What's the limit? Because usually, is he dropping off one? Is he dropping off more than one?
I feel like he only dropping off one.
That's what I'm saying. One major gift. And it probably is bullshit. Number one.
A Bop It.
one of those little things, little fidget shits. Yeah.
I'll be hating that shit.
I actually use those. Those are actually very helpful.
Get the fuck out of here. It is.
But back to it. Yeah. My hard-earned money now as a parent.
You a parent?
No, I'm not as a parent. But I'm saying I'm putting myself in another mm-hmm. parent's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
As the parent, right? I'm looking at my kid. I'm telling you that this nigga is giving you all the gifts that you wanted. Now you're looking at me like, I can't afford the shit. I can't even provide that. You telling me as your father, whatever the fuck, mm-hmm. I am going to be to that kid, because I might change my gender. No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So whatever I am to my child, and my child says to me, "Dad, Santa got me all these gifts." I'm gonna be mad as fuck, huh?
What if you're a
they? Santa got me all these fucking gifts. And I'm gonna be mad as fuck because no, the fuck he didn't. He didn't clock in at 7 something in the morning and leave at 5 something to bring up some fucking money for you.
What if he made that shit with his hands and like that means so much more?
I feel like honestly, you know, I wonder if Santa would get like advanced, you know, mm-hmm. like does he go with the times, like, you know, when he was making wood toys and all them kids like what kind of toys would he be making
passing
now
out iPads and shit now?
Yeah,
he know what the fuck is going on. He ain't got them elves working, he got them kids in the fucking Congo working, and he's got them niggas making them tablets and shit and giving out iPhones and everything.
Yeah, because his elves are expensive, you know
elves
what I mean
are expensive.
Yeah,
Every time they try to slide in elves, those are slaves.
Those are switch
that's
out
just workers. It's just literally. Those are just slaves. Those are not no fucking.
Those are minions, you know?
Yeah, and they stay up here at North Pole, and they work very hard all year long for us to get these toys for you guys.
That is a small Thailand lady that's working at that fucking Santa's fucking set shop.
Been in that bitch since she was 5.
But no, don't you think it's kind of weird? Like, say if like one of us dressed up in a Santa costume and the kid is like, wake up and it's like alerting, or just say if you were robbing, it's like, mm-hmm. don't those things to a kid is not, I'm not gonna alert like it's, they might alert because this might be like, oh, I'm freaking out, it's Santa, like, mm-hmm. no bullshit. But it's like, I can dress up in this and then rob. That's why Friday After Next makes sense when he was dressing up as a Santa costume mm-hmm. and he was robbing all these places because to a kid, that's friendly. That's yep. like, you know what I mean?
So, nobody expecting Santa to be robbing shit. You got a bag full of shit on your back. My nigga, I'm dropping off to the neighborhood.
That's it. That's it. So I believe that we need to do our kids due diligence of mm-hmm. fucking telling our kids the truth. And that's it. You know, bottom line, it's reality. That's a step to adulthood that we need, that we once needed as children. Mm-hmm. That's where it comes in at. So that's what I was bringing to the table. Anything that you would like to add to that?
Fuck them kids. I don't know, man. Fuck them kids.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not ready for that part. Like, I don't even get mm-hmm. gifts for myself, nor my friends. I'm sorry. I'm not that type of friend. You know what I mean? I do little small things.
No.
But listen.
It's been 10 years. No gifts.
Listen. I don't give gifts. So I know for my kids, it's gonna be some cold Christmases, my nigga. There's gonna be some cold times in that motherfucker, bro. I ain't gonna lie. You wanted that bike? We gonna make one.
What? Why the fuck? Did I ever tell you the story of how we got our fucking bike stolen on Christmas?
No.
My mother and father bought us all brand new bikes. Mind you, it's like 11 kids. So they bought us all brand new bikes. It's about 6 or 7 bikes for the younger kids. All the other kids is like adults at least, or about to be on their way to adults. Put that shit in a fucking van or in a car. Went into the house to play fucking cards, and these niggas came into the car and stole the shit while our...
That's crazy.
Like, while one of our family friends was, like, on the porch watching them do that shit.
They watched them?
Yeah.
They didn't say, like, hey.
No.
Wow.
But he was autistic, so he ain't know. We ain't know autism back then. We just, you know.
You know, I was just, you know, sidebar, I'm not gonna lie to you. Mm-hmm. When I was just talking about that shit to one of my old, like, my childhood friends and shit mm-hmm. like that, and... Like, to a kid, like, when we were kids, like, autism wasn't, like, a big thing. Like, we didn't know, like, you know, people had mental health issues or mm-hmm. what. Like, we would really be like, yo, bro, he's just tweaking out, like, today in class. Like, what is wrong with him? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? So, I'm like, that does need to be explained because kids don't know. But it's just, like, when I was, like, young, I was like, yo, bro, just weird as hell. Like, that's how I used to think about it.
I don't know. I knew about like ADHD because, you know, in the third grade, they was testing everybody, especially if you was a black little boy, they was testing you. So I knew about certain shit, and I'm like, oh, you know that. And my mother, I ain't gonna lie, had my fucking brother in that shit too. Like, she was getting the SSI check off that nigga, so she had him in them programs. And I remember one day in school going, he was in a little slow class.
At the time, listen, we're going to use
the slow class.
We're talking about our fucking experiences.
And it's not mentally slow, it's just you walk slow in the hallway. They were just slower walking in the hallway.
No, them motherfuckers fast as fuck. ain't gonna lie, them niggas is elite.
Yeah. The teachers used to have them walking in the hallway like this, quiet. But yeah, I walked in there and my older brother, he was in there, and they was like, ain't that Adam's brother? Yeah, and I was just like, oh. I didn't realize it was like that kind of class, but I'm like, why is it only four y'all in here?
Hey. I used to be envious of that shit when I was coming up. Like, damn, y'all got a small class. I got to be in here with the common folk.
That nigga had fun, I will say. And there was nothing wrong with him.
Damn.
Nothing at all. He was just in there.
They said that about me. I just talked to my mom and asked her, like, did they have me tested for some shit? And they were like, they diagnosed me for, like, separation anxiety. And I was like, is that fucking real? Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, it was real. Like, you would really be attached to the hip. Like, I used to have to put you in the bed and some shit like that. And then I was just like, well, because now she's begging me to come home, you know, and stuff like, come home for the holidays. I said, listen, you missed your beat. You know what I mean? All that time when I wanted to be around you, you know what I mean? You should have took more of them times under the belt. Mm-hmm. You know, now that I'm far away, hey, it's your fucking fault. Anyway, I don't know. But I want to get into our first topic. Because I was watching some things, and just to keep it on theme of the holidays, I was watching some things and I was just realizing, like, the holiday movies are not necessarily meant for black people. It's not meant for the quote unquote the hood culture. Like, it, I mean, we have movies like Friday this After Christmas, This Christmas, shit. Friday After Next, but that tells a story of a black family that's well off, I feel like. Yeah. You know?
Well, I feel like Friday After Next is the closest thing to, like, and I don't want to make that the black experience, but I feel like that's the closest thing to, like, being in poverty and being black while celebrating the holidays.
Yeah, that is, but that's for adulthood.
Yeah.
Like, that's still not showing the kids. But
the
then,
kid aspect.
Yeah, and then when they show it, it sounds like they so fucking poor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not, I mean, some moments are like that, but it makes it, like, so unbelievably poor. Yeah. Like, and then it's like, oh, mama ain't got that. Like, it makes it still make it slavish, like, kind of, like, tone and verbiage and stuff like that. So that's why I just, like, you know, even when you're watching one of those Christmas movies, you're not, you know, see people knocking at your door singing Christmas carols or some shit. Like,
nigga. Home Alone always took me out of the aspect of my own life. Like, whenever I watched Home Alone, I did not watch it and like, relate to him at all in the sense of, oh, I always thought, like, okay, I get you might not like your family because I come from a big family and shit. But y'all niggas stayed in that big-ass house. Y'all all had y'all own rooms. Y'all had y'all own shit. Y'all had enough money to take your whole fucking family to Paris and some other shit. My nigga, y'all should have let them people rob y'all. Them niggas kind of, they needed that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Was Soul Food a Christmas movie?
I don't know if it was Christmas. I thought that was always Thanksgiving because I always seen it on Thanksgiving. That I would say that's one depressing ass movie. Fuck the family. The cousin the family fucked my husband.
Yeah, that's some fucked up shit. That is a wild shit. I watched that young as hell too. Like, I was not supposed to be watching that.
You know what else is not a fucking Christmas or Thanksgiving movie, but might as well be the Jacksons fucking Five.
I never watched that 5-hour
ass movie. You know that movie's so fucking long. I've never finished it in its full entirety. I've seen that movie 107 times and never watched that shit fully.
I never watched it either, and I never knew. I always knew it was just long as fuck, but I never knew to watch it. Like,
that movie long as fuck, and that is, they will play that bitch all the way from Thanksgiving all the way till Christmas.
That's probably how long it's going to run for you to finish it.
Damn near. Yeah, it's a long-ass movie. But there aren't a lot of movies that really make you relate and be like, yeah, this is my experience. This is my Christmas experience. This is something, like, I go through, or and not even in a poverty sense, but more so the antics and shit, like the going over every family member's house or, you know, doing little weird shit, the family traditions and stuff. There's not a lot of that really depicts, like, you know, the black experience when it does come to Christmas.
I just feel like family traditions are dying. And
families are dying
too. But that all of that is just encompassing because it's like I just now seen Friendsmas now.
Friendsmas. That's a movie or something?
No. Oh, it's a thing. It's a thing now.
Okay. Well, like, yeah, that makes sense.
Friendsmas, Friendsgiving, like these things I get, like, you know, I guess, you know, you don't have kids and you want to be around your friends, but still, it's just like, it's kind of taken away.
To that too. You have to think, I feel like us as adults now, us, especially with our generation and this generation that is coming up, we are choosing our families now. So it's like that's part of it too. There, And I will say a lot of us are abandoning the commitment to fix and heal our own families to just go ahead and start the next thing. I will say that. But there's a lot of, when I come home, I'm not happy. So why would I keep coming home? Why not just say, hey, I want these people who actually do make me happy, or at least I have a good time with. Why not just put those people all in one area and say, let's do a little Christmas. We don't really have the people we connect to during the holidays or whatever, or we don't feel too special during the holidays. Let's connect and get some shit popping.
Yeah. Oh, well, I love how you put that. Let's get some white people clap for that. Yeah. I think it's the glasses. I think it's the glasses. You're like Clark Kent right now.
Yeah.
And then you turn into like Vince.
Yeah. Cause I'm like Superman without the glasses.
Yeah.
And this is just the identity. Yeah,
I like it. I like it for you, though.
Thank you. I know
it's new. It's new hip.
I feel like I look good as fuck with these on, so I just been wearing them. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I never really look at you like that, but now when you say it like that,
yeah,
it's kind
of, you know, stay over there. Yeah,
my fault. You got a lady. My fault.
A little too much right now.
Yeah, my fault. Yeah. Today's safe space is just about. There's nothing wrong with being ungrateful with getting your gifts. Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of the times that. I'm okay with just saying, I don't want this. Mm-hmm. And I need to feel like I get you, we're trying to do it from the heart, but you don't fucking know me, motherfucker. Give me something. Ask me. Actually, I'm not a kid no more.
Bitch, give me money. Fuck a gift. If you don't know what to give me money.
You know it's so shallow what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it. Don't give me a picture.
Yeah.
Don't give me a picture.
What do I need a picture for?
Don't give me, like.
Don't give me a mug. I hate that shit. Don't get. Nigga, it's four things you should never fucking get me for Christmas, and that's socks, a mug, a pitcher, and a fucking blanket. I feel like that is disrespectful. I feel like those are lazy ass gifts.
I think, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all, I don't know who gives gifts to men. You know what I mean?
Women are horrible at that shit. I'm not gonna lie. Women do not give a fuck when it comes to giving gifts. When it comes to giving gifts for each other, they be like, oh, I know she likes this. She does this. Her favorite color is blue, so I know she'll like these motherfucking blue exotic ass this and that. For niggas, it's, well, his favorite color is black. I think he might like these socks.
That's it. Like, we get some bullshit. You know what I mean? We do a lot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, for the men that do a lot, some niggas that don't do. Enough.
Why we gotta justify what we doing to get a fucking gift?
That is true. That is true. And I'm allowed to say I don't want that shit. Yeah. If I have kids and I raise y'all motherfuckers, don't give me no bullshit. Don't give me no toolkit. I don't. If y'all know me from how many fucking years, and you know I ain't never put no shit together without no instruction or an Allen wrench. Don't give me no fucking toolkit.
I feel like gifts need to be the shit that I actually want. And if I don't want that shit, leave me the fuck alone, or don't buy it if you know I'm not gonna want it.
Always give a gift receipt. I don't give a fuck what you do. Always give a gift receipt, because I would either take the money that you spent on this bitch and I buy something that I would really like, honestly.
Yep. I'm a big believer in not. I hate buying gifts for people. I'm not going to lie. That shit gives me anxiety, because I feel like I don't know you well enough to get you what you really want. And then depending on who you are or whatever, I know I'm a person. Once I want it, I buy it myself. So it's not sitting there. There are things that I don't want, but there's not really nothing that I want that I haven't bought for myself already. And so, unless you go buy me a brand new fucking car or a brand new house or something, I don't really need it. So just give me the little $50 or give me whatever the fuck it is, or ask and just be like, hey, what is it that you want this year?
Yeah.
I wanted, the only thing I could think of this year that I really wanted, and I was like, oh, I just don't feel like buying this for myself, was a dash cam.
The fuck is that?
A dash cam?
Oh, like the shit you put in your car?
Yeah.
I never knew what the fuck that was. I thought like Indians only had that. Not gonna lie, that's the only group of people I've seen with that shit.
Don't your mother got a dash cam?
What the fuck is a
It's a camera. It records when you drive and shit. Just in case you get into an accident.
My
or
mom
something.
Lives
somebody
dangerous
to do some dumb
as
shit.
Fuck.
Oh my fuck!
Have you not? Yes,
I was in the car with her, but and she drive. I ain't gonna lie.
Dangerous is a motherfucker.
She do drive a little crazy, but I thought she had a dash cam. Dash cams are definitely important, but it's shit like that. Like, I feel like even with the toolkit, unless I actually tell you I want a toolkit, or I'm like, if I'm not home motherfucking improvement, don't get me shit like that. Don't get me no grill shit. Don't get me no. I feel like the original dad shit or the don't get me shit for me to do around the house.
Yeah,
give me some shit that I want to buy me some fucking weed. Buy me some some motherfucking buy me something that I can use myself and be like, this is some shit that I want. Yeah. Motherfucker, buy me some subscriptions to some shit. Mm-hmm. Pay up my Netflix. Pay up some something.
My OnlyFans. Yeah.
Give me an OnlyFans shit. Yeah. Like, let me get, give me a $45 OnlyFans subscription card or something. So I can go and see some shit that I don't need to see. For real. But I don't like the, I think niggas get the like bad end of the stick when it comes to gift giving. I feel like that's regardless of, are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
I feel like that's regardless of anything, of any holiday. When it comes to Valentine's Day, birthdays, all that shit, it's like the niggas get the worst gifts, I will say.
Yeah. I will agree. If y'all thought we broke up, we didn't.
Jokes on fucking you. Jokes on fucking you.
You counted us out.
You did.
You fucking knew.
But it's about that fucking time where we give you a positive message to get through the week. God damn. I'm scratching the fuck out my eye. Vince, what is your positive message to get through the week?
Technically, this is the problem that you can get to next year. Bitch, I don't know. Don't be scared, man. Live. You really only do get to live one time. That don't mean live carelessly, but you only get to live one time. I think I took a lot of trips this year. I was in Florida, Vegas, Philly. I feel like I went somewhere else, too. In the morning, some of them trips I was broke as fuck. Some of them trips I was not as broke as fuck, but I still have fun. I enjoy myself. I feel like, I don't know, my nigga, don't be scared of taking risks. Don't be scared of, like, evolving. Don't be scared of that change that has to come. Stop living in that little kid mind of yours. Like, keep in mind, you are no longer that little kid. You are an adult. Especially if you are 20-something, my nigga, you gotta start moving as if you are an adult. So just keep that in mind. Keep God in your life, fuck nigga, and that's it.
My positive message to get through the week. Let's just think about this too. You know, it's one of those things where it's just like you never just reinvent yourself as much as you can. You never fall off. You know what I mean? The only time you fall off is when you die. You know, when you give up, that's when you fall off, man. And it's nothing more satisfying than, you know, reaching your goals and your dreams and stuff like that. Like, just keep having it. But like that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Yeah, I'm gonna want to see you next year.